show, we started getting apologies. And we did this for the AFC Championship. So I want to give you a moment, taking off where we left off in the AFC Championship. How did you contribute to the win?
No.
I want to flip the coin and own something. I don't normally wear Patriots clothing during a game. And I did.
Why? Why did you switch things up? Why did you do this?
It was a gift. It was my wife gave it to me. It was a thing.
I think you did the right thing.
And so to Patriot Nation, that is my apology to you, is that, you know, if that stuff plays a role, those superstitious things, which many of us, including myself, believe in, I apologize. Did you do anything different? Somebody tweeted or something during the game. I saw it. Hey, man, well, whoever's doing something different, stop. Go back to doing what you were doing during the last win. So I got up and moved where I was watching from in the first half to a different location where we have previously won while I was sitting there because I wasn't at home.
Okay.
And that wasn't enough. It was too little, too late. And I apologize for wearing Patriots memorabilia during the game. Is there anything, Laura, that you can think of in a way where you contributed to the demise of the Patriots?
No, I changed clothes. I changed seats. I
did you cook anything different? There was no chili where I was at.
And you said every party has to.
Every party should. I was disappointed that there was no
chili. No, I mix it up every time. Every Sunday, every football game, I mix up what I cook. So I didn't change anything like that.
You didn't wear anything. There was nothing different
Laura
about
it up
what you did.
When I did my pregame at the Pasta Loft, I did not, but I pregamed, and I usually
don't pregame.
Don't pregame.
Mm-hmm. Kelly, anything different?
I'm not
I don't
taking
think so.
Hands.
I was dishing out the knuckles during crunch time, like I did during the AFC Championship game and previous Super Bowl win. So I was doing it. I was drinking a Boston-based beer, Sam Adams, a new 76, which is part lager, part ale, and I think I was there. I was focused.
Yeah, so, I was drinking my cold snaps. I drank cold snaps. Yeah. I was thinking, you know. Ugh.
Chris, why do you owe Patriot Nation an apology this morning?
I'm sorry. I'm stinky, guys. Usually I'll hop in the shower and throw a shave on the face during the fourth quarter comeback, but I sat there in my stinkiness and watched the game. I didn't do it.
It's your fault. But I share it with you. You're not alone. I appreciate it.
Why didn't you shower?
Thank you, man.
Why?
Appreciate it. You stink, and it's your fault. Brian, why is it your fault?
My son and I went to the Celtics game yesterday, and we used all the damn luck.
Yeah. They won, right?
Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah,
second
Celtics.
Jumper.
Yeah.
Second jumper, yeah.
Yep.
Buzzer beater.
Little Brian Mojo went the wrong way. Appreciate it, bro. Thanks for nothing.
Thanks.
Have a great day,
guys. Yeah, you too. Everybody's going to get the thanks for nothing. Andre, how do you own a piece of this pie?
Fresh, yeah, I didn't make the pigs in a blanket, dude. My fault.
Dude.
Sorry, man.
Didn't we talk about that?
We just talked about that 2 weeks ago. You were supposed to make the pigs in the blanket.
Yeah, what's up?
I'm sorry, I forgot. I was all tied up. I was vested in the game. I was too emotional.
What?
What? You're supposed to do this before the game?
Yeah, you're supposed to buy the little wieners and the crescent rolls before.
I think it all in Andre's feet.
Andre!
I think we're being a bit heavy on Andre.
He's on suicide watch right now.
He's on suicide watch. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, let's not lay it all in Andre's feet. We all play a role as a fan base. We all play a role. 888-556-7625. Jared, what's your role in this?
So every Super Bowl that we've won, I've gotten in a fist fight with my dad every time we drink together during Super Bowl.
That's awesome.
He's down in Florida this year, and I wasn't with him.
Yeah.
So,
that's
why we lost.
A real fist fight with your dad? Really?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
We're getting scraps.
Okay. Let's scraps. Yeah. You Irish, bro? You Irish?
Scottish.
Don't mess with the Scots.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Kind of your fault.
Take care, guys.
I'm the reason the Patriots lost. I'm not a big sports fan like Roadkill. Normally don't watch the football games, including the Super Bowl. Every time I've watched the Patriots, they have lost. Last night I had no intention of watching, but my girlfriend had it on. It's your fault.
Guy talks fast.
Cretchy, how can you adults be superstitious? Get over it. How can you not, Chief? It was nothing you did, Krejci. It was two bad touchdown calls. No, well, no, they weren't. I'm not blaming on the calls.
The refs
stop right there. It's funny that we assign, the whole point in this is that we assign a role. You know, I didn't put on my lucky shirt. It's hilarious to me that we do that. And I do the same thing. And I think I play a role in it. Fourth quarter last night, we got control of the ball. We go up and, you know, we're getting in the huddle. I look over at the two people standing next to me. I'm like, if we fumble, it's over. Boom. Next play. My fault. Jinxed it.
You were the bumble with the fumble.
I used to cook a turkey on Super Bowl Sunday. This year, I made ribs. Oh. Nice move. Thanks.
Made ribs.
You
now
did this.
You're the
Thanks.
Turkey.
Richard, what'd you do?
Yeah. My wife made me wear her Brady t-shirt.
See? My wife got me
I never wear it. I never.
I know, dude. My wife got me or my kids, I can't remember who got me one at Christmas. I wore it. Look what happened. No. I'm with you right there. John, talk to me.
Yeah, I didn't it was tough. I didn't do my normal fourth quarter pacing, so
yeah, there it
I
is.
I screwed everybody.
We let everybody down right there. All right.
I think I paced for you.
Yeah, there you go. Everybody's got a role. That's
I made
thing
everybody
about
in my house move from the basement up to the living room, yeah, thinking that we had
really?
Better mojo up there.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine? I finally get comfortable. Yeah. Everybody
Let's upstairs.
Upstairs.
That's what I said.
Upstairs.
I said, everybody, up. And they're like, we might wake up the kids. I go, I don't care if my kids wake up. Get upstairs, and we're watching the rest of the game up here.
It's all that stuff.
I made everybody move.
It makes no sense.
Do you? Are you guys pacers? I mean, when this was going down for you last night, did you pace?
Oh, I didn't pace.
No.
I sat. See, I'm the, they call me the cheerleader. Like, I'm the one that's always like, 2 minutes, we got this, don't worry. Yeah. We always come back, we're the Patriots. And then we have all the, you know, I can't believe them, and I'm always like the, we're going to get them, we're going to rally. And
I'm pretty quiet normally. Yeah. I'll sit there and just watch, and I don't say much, but that's how it was last night. I was excited, though, Kelly, drawn in by the pools and the chance of winning
another
some
added
things.
Dimension.
Yep, so anyway.
It's not going your way in the game. You can look at your pools and see if you maybe win some bucks
so
for
be it.
Charity.
I contributed a little bit. To the loss. Kay, did you contribute in any way? I mean, we did a segment on contributing to the win. I'm just turning the other coin.
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel great about my performance last night. I clearly could have done better.
Yeah.
Because the outcome could have gone better. But I'm more upset with the way I handled the aftermath.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it says a lot about
did
how you handle
something.
Nope.
Burn something.
Ghosted.
What do you mean?
Got up. Packed my stuff, walked to my car, left. Not sure I said a word to any of my friends.
Oh, wow, French accent.
I just was. I gotta go.
Yeah,
I had nothing. Yeah. I was tired. All of a sudden, it's not worth being awake.
Yeah,
everybody's good for
Sapped.
Philly. No,
you're sapped.
No, good for Philly tomorrow. Not good for Philly now.
Right.
Kayla out.
Right.
Packed up my stuff.
Yeah, wasn't even really a mic drop, was it? It was just kind of like a
gone.
Yeah.
See ya.
Tumbleweeds.
Was she even here?
Blowing through the ghost town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gone.
I hear you. We left relatively quickly. Man, that place clears out. When we lose, the place clears out. I'll tell you that. I'll tell you that. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Now, normally we would speak to Matt Chatham at 7:30, but today,
some things in life are bad.
It'll be at 8 o'clock.
They can really make you mad.
It's not that bad, man.
Other things just make you swear and curse.
We got five trophies,
when
man.
You're chewing on life's gristle.
Don't grumble.
Grumble.
Give a whistle.
A whistle.
News and sports coming up with Kelly Brown.